So based, at least what's been provided on the record by the alderpersons, if that get Alderwoman Wilhelm's statements on the record become incorporated, staff would suggest that that not include the references to the comprehensive master plan being inconsistent and the references she made to the SIC code. And the planning manager is nodding his head in the affirmative.
SIC code 2011 is meatpacking plants. Establishments primarily engaged in the slaughtering for their own account or on the contract basis for the trade of cattle, hogs, sheep, lambs, and calves.
Is that our ordinance or someone else's ordinance? Because they're all different.
No, that's... Okay, you know better, but it's the SIC code. If you want to go to the NAICS...
That's the one, yeah.
Then it's 31161.
Right, and it breaks it down into categories.
But meatpacking plants is the old SIC code that is the umbrella, and it's 2011.
Page 3-80.
Well, you're not including it anyway. So
you can include anything you want.
Well, he said not to include it. So we don't even need to bring it up. We can move on.
Mr. City Attorney.
So there's been no formal motion with all terms and provisions completed. There's been no second.
And no, there was a second. I think he seconded.
Okay. Well, also just a fleeting thought, and this was mentioned by a number of the people in the room this evening, perhaps some thought may be given in lieu of a motion to deny to further review and study, assuming that there's not some process time limit pending that the applicant would not consent to extending. Just a thought.
We just had so many people be so happy on what we did. Most of them have left the room and gone home. And now we're going to do some kind of reversal. I'm not comfortable with that at all. So he had the points in the special use. We are directing our concerns about the special use. If the presentations, and many of these people we hear for both the public hearing and this, and if the people in the audience had concerns that were not satisfied with odor, safety, costs, morals, traffic, COVID, law process, environment, timing, outdated business, complaints, location, jobs, property values, water quality, those were the just some of the categories that the people in the audience were convinced, but we're all convinced. So I would think that we could have the city attorney craft the motion that the council has supported. So far, I've seen him. I've been up here for 20 years watching this guy put together something. He can do it. And to sit now, the mayor's saying we should table it. There's a motion on the floor. We've given the points. Put the points in, and make a vote. You'd even throw in traffic if you wanted to. There's been no traffic study, so they haven't done a traffic study. There's no proof that it's not going to be a problem on a cul-de-sac that's over the length of the ordinance on a one-way in and out. Throw traffic in there. We should have traffic, adequate public facilities, alternate locations under additional considerations. You know, you only need... have a little bit. You don't have to name everything. There's a motion on the floor. There's a second. There's
Well, it doesn't have all the added conditions.
Well, we need to have clear, concise motions and conditions, right? So that if you go on the record, well, everybody knows what they're voting.
Well, he had the conditions, and then I suggested them all.
It wasn't amended.
I know. I make the motion to amend the main motion to insert the following special use permit or special use conditions that have not been met. Additional considerations, alternative locations, adequate public facilities, essential public services have not been provided.
Right.
And traffic circulation due to no traffic study.
Mr. City Attorney, is that sufficient, or I've got 7 points that are right out of the UDO that I can go verbatim on and read them in?
If it includes the specific fact statements related to each of those points that Alderwoman Wilhelm stated earlier on the record.
Is what she added now satisfy the motion?
It's more generalized than what she said earlier, which I had asked for a repeating of.
Well, maybe we should listen to the recording and you can take it from there because it's on the record already. Mayor? I think the main motion and the documents have been read. The points have been made. If you want me to read them in full, adequate public facilities. Our vote depends on the proof of development is adequately served by essential public services, including public water supply, police and fire protection, or the applicant will provide for such services. No such services or proof has been provided. Traffic hours of operation. Traffic circulation hours from 1 a.m. to 1 p.m. are not consistent with the future residential area and will be a continuous noise complaint, as well as concerns for diesel idling, more odors from exhaust fumes. Adequate measure will be taken to provide ingress and egress. The one-way in and out is far beyond allowable UDO cul-de-sac length of 800 feet. Additional considerations. Alternative locations. Whether the goals can be met at another site that may be more appropriate, with a consideration of 27th near I-94.
And you did bring up the police report and fire
and
chief's letter.
Including in the, and adding in for the record, the police report and the fire chief's letter.
Okay, I don't know what you're going to vote on, but there seems to be some form of a motion.
Are you good with that, sir?
I think, well, I made the amendment. Somebody needs to second my amendment.
Second.
Okay, on whatever amendment that is, Madam Clerk, call the roll, please.
This is on the amendment to the motion.
Correct.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderman Hanneman.
No.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Wait. We're voting
on the amendments.
On the amendment, aye, yes. Make sure. She kind of threw me with her no vote.
No.
Pardon?
You voted no.
I voted no.
Okay.
I'm against the particular, of some of the particulars of the amendment.
Let's start over again.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
No.
3-3.
It'll be good to have such a confusing document. Mayor votes aye. It'll be fun. On the amendment. Okay.
Mayor, before we move on, I guess I'd like to know what Alderwoman Hanneman doesn't like about the conditions because...
Not appropriate. Never, you're not permitted to ask why an alderman made the vote that they made. On the main motion, Madam Clerk, call the roll. I don't think anybody's got it written down.
Maybe Alderman Nelson. Somebody has it. Everybody has a piece of paper that they're looking at but me.
Alderman Nelson, care to read the motion?
With those.
With the conditions that were just read? We just added the conditions to the motion.
So if you're asking me to reread my motion with the 2 points of the 6 that are on here, I'll read them because then the alderwoman added the other points that are partial to this.
Read the whole thing. Whatever.
You got to read whatever it was that you put the first time.
Well, okay, I'll read what I put the first time. To deny the special use application submitted by Strauss Brands LLC to construct a meat packing plant in the M1 zoning district. Criteria for denial: failure to comply with the general standards required by the UDO for granting a special use exception for this development. Division 15-3.0700, special use standards and regulations. General standards: no special use permit shall be recommended or granted pursuant to this ordinance unless the applicant shall establish the following. And then I listed the number 2, which is no undue adverse impact. The proposed use and development will not have a substantial or undue adverse or detrimental effect upon or endanger adjacent property, the character of the area, or the public health, safety, morals, comfort, and general welfare, and not substantially diminish and impair property values within the community or neighborhood. Next point, no interference with surrounding development. The proposed use and development will be constructed, arranged, and operated so as not to dominate the immediate vicinity or to interfere with the use and development of neighboring property in accordance with the applicable zoning district regulations.
And then the amendment.
And the amendment presented by Alderman Wilhelm.
Okay. When you're ready.
Roll call.
On the main motion, Madam Clerk.
As amended.
As amended, yes.
Alderman Dandria.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
No.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Mayor votes no.
Mayor.
Alderwoman, well.
I can only guess what Alderwoman Hanneman's concern was. Maybe it was the 27th Street. It would only seem right that if she could express her concerns, because we had her support on the other one. I know I can't make her or force her, but it would be appropriate for the audience to know what condition that I put in that she was not comfortable with, and I would be happy to remove that.
That request is way out of line.
She,
Alderman Dandrea.
I'd like to make a motion to table, and let's bring this back to staff. You've heard all the issues that some of the elder persons have. It gives the company an opportunity to work on those items in more detail. That's my motion.
A date certain?
Yeah, date certain. If there's no time frame here, let's go to that first meeting in January. So that January 2021, that gives you 2 months. Is that a sufficient time frame for you guys?
Yeah, it's more than enough time.
Is there a second?
Applicant consent to the...
Yes, they just did.
I didn't hear it on the record.
Yes, so we consent to table to January of 2021.
I didn't hear a second to the motion yet.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion to table to January... You'll all not comment, please. The first meeting in January would be the 5th, would it not?
That would be correct, because we will be closed.
The 5th. Alderman Wilhelm.
I'm just shocked that it went through Planning Commission like that, and we get here, and now all of a sudden we're really willing to give it time because we can't stir up the votes. So all we're doing is delaying this to put more pressure on. I can't tell you how all I have been bullied and threatened for my to get my vote, and I've stood strong with you. And
Thank you.
It's just, it's not going to end, though. So...
If I have to come here to the end of time so that I get as much time as these gentlemen did, then I will. I'll be here at every meeting until you hear me.
We're not going anywhere. Slow down.
Officer. Okay. On the motion to table, after the great grandstand.
About the second meeting in January.
That's fine. Just wait.
The second, okay?
Yeah.
Second meeting?
Yes.
Which would be the 19th. All those in favor of the table to the 19th, let's do a roll call.
Alderman Nelson.
No.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
What is that? That's 4 ayes and 2 noes. Motion fails.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion.
Of course.
I'd like to make his exact motion without the amendments.
Second.
Okay. Are you ready?
Alderman Dandrea.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
That motion carries.
Now it's over.
Yeah.
And I would like to know, Alderman Wilhelm, who bullied you? You guys are so wrong. You guys are so wrong. You guys are so wrong. Okay, item G3.
It's a motion to adopt resolution authorizing certain officials the conservation easement as part of approval for certified survey map for Biller. Is there a motion to approve? Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Uh-oh.
All those in favor?
Question.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Question.
All those in favor?
Question.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
I didn't say yes.
G4.
I'm abstaining from that because I could not get my question answered.
Motion carries 5 ayes, 1 no-no's, 1 abstention. G4, proposed budget timeline. Any issues with the timeline? G5, a resolution for acquisition of property for public park located at 8100 block of the east side of South Lovers Lane Road.
Move to approve.
Second.
For the record, I was the one that said take it or leave it. All those in favor? This is a financial offer. Let's do a roll call on this one. Because it is subject of controversy for no reason.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
6 ayes, no no's, no absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. G6 is extension of the contract with EMS Medical Billing Associates for EMS billing.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G7 is an ordinance to amend ordinance 2019-2398, adopting the 2019 budget. This is for equipment replacement fund to provide appropriations for a new vehicle for inspection services, $30,168.
I move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 That's a budget amendment that requires a roll call vote.
Thank you, Paul.
Excellent. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no no's, no absence, no abstentions. G8 is authorization to purchase 2 HP backup servers, $18,969 out of the capital outlay budget.
So move.
Second.
Come on, you got to have the servers. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G9 is purchase of Windows Office and Bitdefender licenses. This is CARES Act money. $11,289.48.
So move. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10 is a recommendation for a 2021 health reimbursement arrangement and health savings account administration services.
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Nelson.
Peggy, are you good with this?
Yes, this is our recommendation. We recommended it to the personnel committee last evening and they did unanimously approve it. There's just one clarification that we're making, but if any changes happen, we will come back with a request to change. This is the lowest responsible vendor.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. What the hell is that?
I'm sorry.
G11, authorization to execute. Oh, what is all this? Mr. City Attorney.
Pursuant to the direction of the Common Council previously provided, the drafts, while still requiring some minor technical changes, at least the development agreement itself and the public improvements, correct? Mr. City Engineer, he's nodding his head, yes, are consistent with the direction of the council, excepting for the main development agreement with the public improvements installation payment of $2,500,000. The only change of some substance to that was, in the event the public improvements upon completion and installation for dedication to the city cost is actually less than $2.5 million, that lesser amount would be granted to the developer. So staff has no concerns with that. Staff is recommending the motion set forth on the action sheet to adopt the resolution approving the agreement, subject to any minor technical changes, I believe, as stated therein, as approved by the city engineer and city attorney. So that's staff recommendation.
I'll make the motion.
Well, we got a whole bunch of them there.
Oh, sorry.
It's on page 176.
Yeah.
Second from the top. Well, I did reference it.
We need one open, Sean.
For COVID, I think we need them both open.
I move to adopt a resolution authorizing certain officials to execute a tax incremental district number 8 development agreement and a development agreement for tax incremental district 8 related public improvements between the City of Franklin, JHB Properties, LLC, and ZS Enterprises, LLC, spec and or commercial buildings mixed use development.
Second.
Question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Does this say a spec building?
Correct.
Yes.
Do we have a user?
Nope.
We're sure we don't have a user. We're not working. We're not going to have another Copart Strauss thing.
We do not have a user.
The alderman is unaware if there is.
We do not have a user.
Do not have a user.
I'm suspicious.
Do we have a second on that?
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. H1 licenses, Alderman Nelson.
So we've got the first page, page 1, all approve except the last one, Holterman, hold for appearance. Page 2, approve.
The second?
I didn't read it.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I-1 vouchers. Is there a motion approving the following city vouchers on any day of October 15th, 2020? The amount of $1,044,190.91 and payroll dated October 9th, 2020, the amount of $405,916.90 in payments of various payroll deductions, the amount of $235,147.95 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll dated October 20th, estimated at $419,000 in payments of the various payroll deductions, estimated at $455,000 plus city matching payments. And property tax disbursements of $618.18, and approval to release payment to Ray Stadler Construction, $64,668.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion at a closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19851 sub C, considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of a public employee over which the governing body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility in Wisconsin Stat 19851 sub 1F, considering financial, medical, social, or personnel histories or disciplinary data of specific persons, preliminary consideration of specific personnel problems, or the investigation of charges against specific persons, except where paragraph B applies, which, if discussed in public, would likely to have substantial adverse effect upon the reputation of persons referred to in such histories or data or involved in such problems, or investigations to strategize on how to address employee complaint and re-enter open session in the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk?
Nelson?
Aye.
Barber?
Aye.
Hanneman?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mayor?
Aye.
Dandria?
We're in closed session. Staff is dismissed except for Peggy.
Open session.
There's plenty of them.
It is 12:43. We're back in open session. Is there a motion to direct staff to proceed as discussed and closed?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll count that as an abstention. Motion.
I'll vote yes.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.